Coca-Cola Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
Now on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
The only thing better than hour number one is hour number two. And the only thing better than hour number two is hour number three of Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. See, it rhymed because I said three twice. Informative, local, dependable. Austin Price and Chris Bryan here in the studio with you. Chris, how you doing, my man?
Okay, pretty darn good. Tonight's full moon, by the way. The biggest supermoon of 2024, but not the last. It's this is the third of four consecutive supermoons this year. So another light show to take in. It's celestial at its finest.
Yes.
The moon looks great out there.
All right. Very nice. And
we talked about it, I think, during the first hour.
Our top story tonight, we love the moon.
Yeah.
Also, the Navy chief petty officer convicted of murdering her husband in Gulf Breeze, filing an appeal asking the court to overturn her life sentence. Attorneys for Bree Kuhn filed a notice to appeal the court's judgment and the sentence she received last month, also issuing a statement of judicial acts to be reviewed. The court acknowledged the appeal last week.
Okay, do need to talk to you about this real quick. A new bipartisan panel report is blaming the Secret Service for numerous failures leading up to the first assassination attempt against former President Trump. Fox's Alexandria Hoff has more on these details.
The 52-page report is clear in its primary recommendation, which is new leadership at the Secret Service and refocusing its core protective mission. This review panel that issued the guidance was made up of four members, all former law enforcement. The report highlighted six specific failures related to the July 13th assassination attempt. There is as follows. Lack of personnel securing the building that Crooks was on top of, failure to directly mitigate line-of-sight issues, communications issues between local police and Secret Service, failure to encounter Crooks, even though he had been spotted 90 minutes before shots were fired, failure to inform detail leadership, that would be Trump's detail, and failure of the counter-unmanned aerial system, that has to do with Crooks flying a drone before the event even started.
Okay, don't forget the general election, less than 19 days. That's less than 3 weeks. Here's a few deadlines you need to be aware of. October 24th is the deadline for vote-by-mail request. Early voting, October 26th through November 2nd. Scambia County, October 21st through November 2nd, Santa Rosa. November 5th is Election Day. Polls will be open from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. with News Radio 92.3's election coverage.
Yes.
After the polls close, right after the polls close. Coming up in less than 5 minutes,
all right,
I'm going to tell you how the alligators are a problem in some central Florida neighborhoods after the hurricanes.
I don't doubt it.
You're going to like it.
And coming up now, our first quick check of the roads and weather this hour. Let's see, this traffic and weather update is brought to you by Allstate. Some people just know that you could save money on car insurance by checking Allstate first. So what are you waiting for? Check Allstate first for a quote today. You're in good hands with Allstate. Looking at the roads here, man, we've had several issues on and off tonight. Worst looking spots right now are going to be Mobile Highway. That's if you're traveling northbound towards the Pensacola Interstate Fairgrounds, passing Michigan Avenue, of course. First night of the fair, there's going to be some backups there. Be on the lookout for that. If you're traveling westbound on 9 Mile Road towards Pine Forest Road, got some issues there. And then I-10 traveling westbound coming from the I-110 north ramp, still backed up, though the congestion on I-10 has greatly decreased. As for the weather, it is 64 degrees now, low of 51 tonight, clear skies. Tomorrow, going to be sunny, mostly clear, high of 75, low of 55. A beautiful start to your weekend.
Attaboy, 616, News Radio 92.3. Need to talk about Invest 94L this afternoon. Not much to really talk about, but I want to make sure that you're up to speed on what's going on. Today, that disturbance is located, yes, over the central Atlantic. It's possible the system may bring tropical depression or tropical storm conditions. But listen, 94L is not going to affect the Gulf of Mexico or the U.S. coastline. So put it out of your head. It's not a factor here. In fact, it appears the Gulf may now be closed for business. This is what the meteorologists are saying in their terms of tropical development. A strong west to east wind shear has now settled into the Gulf, which leads me to the story I teased you about in terms of the alligators. Continuing post-Hurricane Milton flooding, bringing a lot, let me reframe that, release a lot of alligators to the doorsteps of people in one Florida community. Fox's Chris DeMeo has more on the gators.
Some streets in the Shangri-La neighborhood of Sefner are completely underwater. Residents say they've made signs warning drivers of the high water. Some say their backyards have even become an extension of a nearby lake, which is where several alligators are located. One resident says a gator showed up at her back door swimming across to the lake. County officials say right now there's nowhere to pump the water. Chris DeMeo, Fox News.
You know, I remember when I used to go down to what they call Gator Growl down at the University of Florida. Mm. It's the homecoming, the Friday night before the Saturday game.
Yeah.
For the Gators. And they have Lake Alice there in Gainesville. It's not a very awkward sight to see any gators coming out of Alice and walking across the street,
right.
You know?
Well, and that's the thing. I mean, it, with this lake and it, you know, bleeding into people's homes,
yeah.
Gosh, that's frightening. Also touched on this earlier this afternoon. There's reports that some ECAT bus stop benches around Escambia County have been removed. And Escambia County spokesperson says that ECAT has been evaluating bus stop locations for cleanliness, safety, and ease of access, and says that some have been removed due to issues involving homeless individuals that led to complaints from riders. There's no word on how many benches have been removed or if they will be replaced at some point.
It appears someone in the Burnville area mistook the Escambia Sheriff's Office speed trailer for a deer.
Somehow, yes.
Now an investigation has been launched. Late Tuesday evening, the Escambia deputies responded to a report of shots being fired in the area of Burnville and McBride Road. Officers believe someone was night hunting and shot the speed trailer instead. By the way, the trailer survived. It's just fine. Didn't get hurt at all. And the deer is gone. He's see ya.
Well, that's the thing. So, I mean, like, did he hit it trying to hit a deer,
or she hit it? It could have been a she.
Oh, I thought it was confirmed a man. My bad. Did he or she?
It appears someone.
Oh, okay, my bad. Did he or she, like, try to hit a deer and hit that instead, or did they think it was a deer and hit it?
You ever seen one of those speed signs?
Yes.
I think you have to be partially blind to get that confused with a speed trap and a deer.
I mean, hence my confusion.
I did tell you, William Reynolds from NorthScambia.com, he's the mastermind journalist over there, he did take a picture of that speed. I think you can see a picture. If you went to NorthScambia.com, you could see the picture of what I'm talking about. It's got the speed machine there, and they got a piece of red tape over the bottom left in the evidence. That's where the bullet went in.
Yeah. All right. Thanks for that distinction, everybody. All righty. 6:20 here. We'll take a quick break. When we return, of course, we've had charities that are dedicated to helping Hurricane Milton survivors, but those charities are getting some assistance of their own. Got details on that and more coming up after the break.
Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
Flashlights? Check. Camp stove? Check. Candids? Check. Ice chests? Check.
Say, what you doing there, neighbor? Going camping?
Not exactly, but it is hurricane season. We've already had a few power outages just with thunderstorms, so I'm getting prepared.
I see. Getting ready for a little indoor camping.
Yeah, you know how it is.
Actually, I don't. We have natural gas from Pensacola Energy at our house, so when the power is out, we still cook up a storm and take hot showers. And since we added the whole house generator, we just keep on like nothing happened.
Must be nice.
It is. Pensacola Energy made it really easy, and we got some great rebates.
How can I get in on that?
Forget indoor camping and get comfortable with natural gas. To learn more about earning up to $3,000 in rebates, call Pensacola Energy at 850-436-5050 or visit PensacolaEnergy.com. We keep on.
Join Stephen Schmidt, Marine Service Technology Instructor at Georgetown Technical College on the Pensacola Expert Panel tomorrow at 10 a.m. Key Marine Center is sponsoring the show. When Key Marine needs to hire Marine Service Technicians, they hire students from Georgetown Technical College. It's a dream team, so join them tomorrow at 10 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
DJU winds up looking for Ja'Kai down the field. He's got it. Touchdown. F you!
The Florida State Seminoles travel to North Carolina this Friday night to take on the Duke Blue Devils in a primetime ACC matchup on the Seminole Sports Network.
FSU takes on Duke. Kickoff at 6 p.m. Friday on News Radio 92.3. Brought to you by Pensacola Hardware, All Season Service Network, A1 Auto Diesel Repair, DeFranco Gas, and Calvert's in the Heights.
Each Sunday at 7:30 a.m., the Bible Baptist Bookstore of Pensacola, Florida, brings you Theological Seminar with teacher Peter S. Ruckman, founder and president of the Pensacola Bible Institute. He will teach you what the Bible says about the subject, not merely what it is presumed to teach.
Tune in this Sunday at 7:30 a.m. for Theological Seminar with Dr. Peter S. Ruckman, brought to you by Bible Baptist Bookstore on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
News Radio Pensacola is your trusted source for hurricane coverage. We have a team of experienced broadcast experts who are dedicated to keeping you informed about the latest weather conditions and forecasts. We'll provide you with up-to-the-minute updates on any developing storms, as well as safety tips and information on how to prepare for a hurricane. So for the latest hurricane coverage, stay tuned to News Radio Pensacola on AM 1620, 92.3, 95.3, and on HD Radio at 98.7. We'll keep you safe.
Are you tired of politicians who are more focused on their own careers than the people they serve? Well, so am I. I'm Gay Vallemont, and I'm running for Congress to bring accountability back to District 1. While my opponent is busy with scandals, I'm focused on lowering costs, improving health care, and protecting our rights. I believe in putting people first, and I'll work for you every day, not just when the cameras are on. On November 5th, vote for me, Gay Vallemont, and let's bring real leadership back to Washington.
Paid for by Gay Vallemont for Congress.
Local talk during your morning and afternoon drive. Local news every hour. On News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. That intro gets pretty intense in a moment. I don't want this to be some heavy metal show. It's not a heavy metal band, but it had a heavy metal intro. So we'll just we'll go ahead and shut that on down. But it's 6:25 on the nose anyway, so I'm just in time for traffic and weather together. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3, by the way. Let's see. Looking at the roads here, do have some backups on 9 Mile Road still if you're traveling westbound towards Pine Forest Road. Also, Mobile Highway, if you're traveling northbound, passing Michigan Avenue towards the fairgrounds, we got some pretty severe backups there. Outside of that, there's not too much going on. As for the weather, 64 degrees with a low of 51 tonight. And tomorrow, going to be a beautiful Friday. High of 75, low of 55. A little bit warmer tomorrow than it was today, but nonetheless sunny and mostly clear.
Okay, 626 News Radio 92.3. I just love our listeners because we get these texts. Could have been this hour or last hour we were talking about. I was saying I do my grocery shopping on Sunday nights, and the cost of groceries are just getting so doggone high. We got a texter in here. She says, well, if you're cruising down the toilet paper aisle and you see candy and stuff stuck into the things, that's when people are getting, I can't afford it.
Yeah, well, your wife's, they said your wife's telling you to put it up. So the husband's like, all right.
Okay, well, we're talking about foods, groceries, high cost of living. Oh, we're trying to solve the world's problems here this afternoon. Major food company raised prices to cover for inflation, and it's still seeing a pullback. Fox's Jenny Casola has more on this trending story.
Shoppers are still buying cautiously at the grocery store Nestle, which makes many popular brands in the supermarket, including Häagen-Dazs, Carnation, Gerber, DiGiorno, and Purina Pet Foods, says it will offer promotions to boost sales. It repeatedly raised prices to cover higher costs in recent years, though the company says prices have recently eased. Sales in the summer quarter were more than 2% lower than a year ago. Nestle says it's seeing shoppers trading down to cheaper pet brands, cheaper frozen pizzas are selling better, and people are cooking from scratch rather than buying prepared meals. Ginny Cosolda, Fox News.
All righty. Hinted at this before the break. Charities dedicated to helping Hurricane Milton survivors are now getting some assistance of their own. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis was in Tampa earlier today, where he highlighted a $1 million donation to the Florida Disaster Fund. DeSantis and Florida's First Lady are contributing the money to benefit organizations who support families and older residents and provide hot meals to storm victims. During one of his two stops in Tampa Bay earlier today, DeSantis also discussed funding for schools and voting sites impacted by Hurricane Milton.
Let me tell you, Kamala snubbed a very important event. It's not going to for her. She's not taking part. It's happening tonight. Kamala Harris skipping the Al Smith dinner. This is a tradition here. Candidates, people, politicians attend. It's kind of a tradition to do this. The event raises money for Catholic charities. Well, Fox's Brian Linus has details from NYC.
They'll be showing prepared remarks that Harris left on video. We don't know how long or what she'll say. The campaign tells Fox the reason why she's not showing up tonight is because she's going to be campaigning in battleground state. She is in battleground state, Wisconsin, today. But this marks the first time in 40 years since 1984 that a presidential candidate has chosen not to attend this dinner. Now, the Al Smith dinner is hosted by Cardinal Timothy Dolan and the Archdiocese of New York. Cardinal Dolan said on his podcast he's disappointed Harris is not coming tonight, particularly because this is supposed to be about civility, patriotism, and unity.
All right. Very interesting.
Speaking of another presidential candidate, though, imagine you're in a barber shop and Donald Trump walks in. Just imagine the shock that would be associated with that. Well, that's exactly what happened. Donald Trump made a stop at a barbershop in NYC this afternoon, and it was an unannounced presidential campaign stop in the Bronx at Knockout Barbershop, where some staffers got to shake his hand. Some were wearing T-shirts that said, "Make Barbers Great Again," while hundreds of people gathered outside. He visited Crotona Park in May and is set to attend a big fundraiser in Manhattan tonight.
Florida election supervisors are now asking Governor DeSantis to add seven more counties to an early storm damage roster of counties given flexibility with mail-in ballots and polling sites for in-person voting. This is going to be a very tedious effort on a lot of these election supervisors' part. 13 Florida counties already given election leeway by DeSantis. The additional counties could mean close to one-third Florida 67 counties are allowed to vary from state election laws. That's going to be interesting.
Yeah. And the Oregon Secretary of State's office closed Elections Division phone lines on Thursday because of misinformation on social media. The call center was flooded with people responding to incorrect info about former President Trump, and his campaign did not submit a statement to the Oregon voters' pamphlet, so no info was posted. Callers claim it's election interference, but it was a decision by Trump's campaign. Trump's name will be on the ballot. The Oregon Republican Party released a statement confirming it was a decision by the Trump campaign to not submit a statement.
All right, we'll look at some games coming up. We'll talk about that, and also we'll talk about a snowboarder who's in a whole lot of trouble.
Fox News, I'm Tom Rigotti. President Biden calls it a good day for Israel and the world after the leader of the terror group Hamas was killed. Fox's Peter Ducey has more.
President Biden says the death of Yahya Sinwar brings Israelis the same kind of relief Americans felt after the death of Osama bin Laden. Aboard Air Force One, President Biden phoned Prime Minister Netanyahu with congratulations.
The White House says Sinwar's death opens up an opportunity to fast-track an end to the Israel-Hamas war and free the remaining hostages in Gaza. Vice President Kamala Harris is campaigning in battleground Wisconsin, touting her plan for the economy.
I will always put the middle class and working families first. It's where I come from, and I will never forget where I come from.
Donald Trump will be attending the Al Smith charity dinner in New York. America is listening to Fox News.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. On Wall Street, stocks finished today's session higher, with the Dow setting a fresh record high, gaining 161. The S&P 500 dropped 1 point, and the Nasdaq grew by 6.5. Private equity billionaire Tom Gores is agreeing to pay $750 million to purchase a 27% stake in the NFL's Los Angeles Chargers at an enterprise value of $4 billion, which is a more than 30% discount to the team's value of more than $5.8 billion. Stellantis is recalling nearly 45,000 hybrid crossover SUVs worldwide because the brake pedal in the vehicles could disengage and stop working altogether. Uber is reportedly discussing a bid for travel booking company Expedia. CNBC is reporting the talks were reportedly in its early stages. U.S. crude oil futures for November delivery under $71 a barrel. That's your money now.
This is Zach Gelba, the Sportsman, and sponsored by AutoZone. Get in the zone, AutoZone. Game 1 of the NLCS was on repeat in Game 3, except this time at Citi Field and not in L.A., as the Dodgers took it to the Mets. All year long, though, whenever the Mets have been knocked down, they quickly get off the mat and deliver a big punch. Just like the Mets did in Game 2, I think New York bounces back and wins Game 4, but let's say a score of 5-2 this evening, tie up the NLCS at 2 games apiece. I'm Zach Gelb.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today?
I think my battery's dead.
With free battery testing and charging, we can help you get back on the road.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
So what if I need a new one?
We have the right Duralast battery for you, only at AutoZone.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
And what about my old battery?
We can recycle it right here at America's number one battery destination.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
Is your everyday congestion preventing you from enjoying life's big moments? Try Vicks Sinex Saline today and get yourself back in the action. Vicks Sinex Saline instantly clears everyday congestion with a gentle ultrafine mist. Sinex Saline's drug-free, no-mess formula instantly moisturizes and soothes dry, irritated nasal passages for quick and effective relief. Get back to enjoying life's big moments to the fullest without having to worry about everyday congestion holding you back. Just Sinex. Breathe. Use as directed.
Locally owned and operated, Pensacola Poolscapes offers a lot more than pool liner replacement and pool supplies. Imagine unwinding after a long day in your own luxurious spa where relaxation meets elegance. At Pensacola Poolscapes, they have a stunning selection of high-quality bullfrog spas and swim spas, perfect for soothing those aches, getting fit, and relaxing. And right now, they're offering end-of-summer rebate just in time to enjoy the upcoming fall weather. Visit them online at PensacolaPoolscapes.com or on Gulf Breeze Parkway across from Tiger Point.
Fall is a great time of the year for gardening, whether it's fertilizing the lawn, pruning, planting shrubs, cool weather color, and of course, winter vegetables. This is Mike Wiggins. If you've got gardening questions, we've got the answers on the News Radio Garden Line. Every Tuesday morning at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. And if you miss us on Tuesday, then catch the Encore Edition every Saturday morning at 9.
Sponsored by Pensacola Hardware, Blue Sky Landscaping, and Barnes Feed Store.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. We talked a lot about this lengthy interview with Bret Baier on Fox News with Kamala Harris and the train wreck that it was for the vice president. Also, assessing Amendment 4 and how you should vote on it based essentially on what you already believe and what will this amendment do. Just trying to clarify what the amendment will actually do in law and based on what you already believe, how you might want to vote about it. You can listen to all of those conversations on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
It's that time of year again, hurricane season. News Radio 92.3 provides informative, local, and dependable coverage to make sure you're informed of any major storms coming to our area. Before a storm, we keep you informed of the storm's track, where food and gas shortages occur, and where you can get sandbags. During the storm, we stay on the air to let you know where the storm is headed, where power outages occur, road closures, and other storm warnings. Then after the storm, we get you the information to help you recover from the storm and help your neighbors. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable hurricane headquarters.
To Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Just a little bit past 6:35 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather for you. Let's see. We do have some backups on Mobile Highway still if you're traveling northbound towards the Pensacola Interstate Fairgrounds. I don't think I can say that, oh, that'll die down soon. Fairs open from 4 to 11 today, and of course, it's around for the next 10 days, so just be warned. Outside of that, though, there's not too much going on. As for the weather, it's 64 degrees, low of 51 tonight. Tomorrow, going to be a high of 75, low of 55. Beautiful, sunny, mostly clear day.
Okay, real quick, let's jump into some high school football. Tonight, we have a game to talk about, Pine Forest at Pace.
Yes, Pace should win that game. If they're riding high after their Tate game and they're sleeping on Pine Forest, they could very well lose. But I think Pace is the better team.
All right, Booker T. Washington at Tate.
Nothing against Booker T. Some of their games they've fought hard in, but, man, Tate, I think after losing to Pace, they're out for blood.
Listen, I have watched Booker T. through the season, and this is not a bad or a good kind of evaluation here. I just see a lot of inconsistency, and that's what I've watched, and that's why I think you're right on track with that one. Central versus Vernon.
Give me Central, just because I know the name.
Escambia-Crestview.
Escambia... I just think they're a better team than Crestview. I know Crestview, I had them beating Navarre, and they did. But, man, beating Escambia, too, I don't know about all that.
There's a lot of Bulldog fans who don't like you right now. Navarre at Gulf Breeze.
Navarre hasn't been great this year, but Navarre hasn't been great, but Gulf Breeze has really struggled. So even coming off a win over Milton, I'm going to have to take the Raiders to beat the Dolphins there.
Okay, here's our game. Milton at West Florida. When I say ours, I'm talking about our sister station.
Yes, tomorrow at 7. So about this time tomorrow, we'll be just 20 minutes out from high school football's game of the week on 99.1 FM, 1330 AM. Milton and West Florida. I got to take West Florida. I believe it's the Jags' homecoming game. So for them to be hosting a winless Milton with all those emotions, I got to assume West Florida takes it.
Okay, Northview Chiefs at Bluntstown.
Another just unfamiliar name. I'm sorry, Bluntstown. You could be the best team in the state, and I wouldn't know it. That's on me. But I'll take Northview.
Good choice. And Pensacola High at big Alabama team, St. Michael Catholic.
Another out-of-town team I don't know anything about, but I do know that Pensacola is playing some darn good football right now. So give me Pensacola.
Okay, let me tell you about tonight's NFL game. Of course, Denver is in New Orleans. Tonight's Drew Brees night. Of course, they're inducting him into the Saints Hall of Fame.
Yes.
And we're still just trying to figure out, will Sean Payton be a part of that celebration? I think he should be, myself.
If he's not actually, officially a part of it,
right,
he's going to be, he will be there. Like, he'll be sure to be seen and be sure to be seen applauding and stuff, you know, congratulating Drew. He's going to do that at the very least.
All right, they kick the game off at 7:15 tonight, but I did notice that ESPN has taken the pregame.
Really?
At 6:30. So right now, ESPN 99.1, 1330 AM, is doing pregame festivity. Maybe they're doing the that award during pregame.
They could be.
Over the Caesar Dome.
Sometimes games will do stuff at the end of the first quarter, or they'll do them at half. So I don't know. We'll see. I will say something that we'll also see on is if the Guardians can hang on to this 3-1 lead they have over the Yankees. At the end of the seventh inning, Guardians trying to get that win. Just get on the board. Right now, the Yankees have the first two wins in the ALCS. This is the Guardians' first game in their neck of the woods, so hopefully Cleveland can get a home win and get on the board there later on tonight at 7:08, to be exact. We got the Dodgers and Mets. Dodgers just took a 2-1 lead in that series over New York last night.
Okay, let's go from the nice stuff to the pretty not nice stuff. Additional charges are filed against a former Olympic snowboarder. He's accused of running an international drug trafficking operation. Goodness. Fox's Jack Callahan has the details.
Ryan Wedding competed for Canada in the 2002 Winter Olympics, the Justice Department says. More recently, he's been the leader of a transnational gang moving tons of cocaine from Colombia through Mexico and the U.S. to Canada. U.S. Attorney Martin Estrada.
This group was ruthless and violent. They would use contract killers to assassinate anyone who they saw as an obstacle to their operation.
During the investigation, agents seized more than a ton of cocaine and $3.2 million in cryptocurrency. Several of the 15 co-defendants are now in custody, but Ryan Wedding is still being sought. Jack Callahan,
Fox News.
642, News Radio 92.3, in less than 3 weeks, 17 days to be exact. The best of SEC women's soccer returns to Pensacola. 12 nationally ranked soccer teams will compete for the conference title November 3rd through 10th. They'll do this over at Ashton-Brosnahan. It is the third year Pensacola has hosted this tournament. Tickets now on sale, pensacolasports.org.
Also, just want to give you some score updates in college football because we do have a couple games going on right now. For starters, since we never really touched on this earlier in the week, South Alabama, Mobile, represent, beat Troy 25-9 on Tuesday night. So, figured I'd give a shout-out there. Also, I wish I could say that we had a Floridian team win football last night. FIU went to winless UTEP, but UTEP got their first win of the year over FIU, winning 30-21, and FIU falls to 2-5. But as for what's going on right now in college football, Georgia State at Marshall. Marshall has the ball almost at the end of the first quarter now. Marshall up 11-0. Weird score there. And then Boston College and Vatech, they've been going on for about 6 minutes of game clock. They are tied at zero still.
And we're starting, you know, kind of talking about athletic people here this afternoon. And I think yes. we could group this this category and include Pensacola lifeguards.
For
ever,
sure.
Ever thought about becoming a lifeguard? Well, tryouts get underway December 7th and 8th, 1 p.m. at the UWF Aquatic Center on campus. Attending and passing that tryout is required. For more information, contact the good man over there, Dave Greenwood. Known him for years. He's the water safety chief on the island. Give Dave a call. He'll tell you all the specifics. 850-554-4302.
You know, whenever you start that segment with interested in becoming a lifeguard, I always think you're asking me personally, and I'm just sitting here thinking,
oh, I am. I'm talking exactly right to you.
I was about to say, do I look like a lifeguard to you? Man, as you said, it's not typically what you think of when you think of sports, but it definitely takes an athlete's build.
Let me take the thread a little bit further for you. Let's throw in the group fishing. How about it?
Now, yeah,
we'll add
sure.
that one in there. 44 days until the end of the fall red snapper season. November 30th, boat captains reporting a spectacular fishing season now underway.
All right, very
weather
well.
Couldn't be better.
No, I do agree with you on that.
And
yeah.
it's pretty laid down. Water's pretty laid down. I think 2 to 3, something like that. But, yeah, weather's looking good.
All right. Just about 6:45 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. And when I say quick, I mean it. There's not too much going on. We do have some backups on Navarre Parkway if you're traveling westbound coming from Hurlburt Field, but there's no confirmation of an accident or anything, so it's not too severe. But the biggest spot right now, Mobile Highway, traveling northbound towards the Pensacola Fairgrounds. It's the first day of the fair, and rides are $1 each. Obviously, people are going to be, especially in this nicer weather, of course, they're going to be packing the roads there. So look out for all them. And, of course, look out for anybody that could be walking. You never know, even if they're walking somewhere where they ain't supposed to be. Yeah, look out for folks.
If you're not heading to the fair, stay away from that. Yeah. Just stay away.
As for the weather, it's 64 degrees, low of 51 tonight. Tomorrow is going to be high of 75, low of 55.
Oh, I got to tell you, it's always nice to want to win some money. And I hope that you get a chance to pick up on some bucks. Let me tell you, tomorrow night, it is Mega Millions, $185 million, $88.4 million. That's your cash option heading out the door. And then Powerball on Saturday night, $437 million, $210.3 million. There you go, million. That's your cash option. Saturday night, 10 o'clock drawing on that one. You started buying candy for Halloween.
I have not personally bought it, but I've seen it around the house.
Remember I told you that what I do, I buy it from me, turn the lights off.
Yeah.
Go to the back.
Forget the kids.
Well, I do want to tell you the wait is over for fans of McDonald's Boo Buckets. Fox's Tanya J. Powers has more on this trending story.
Starting today, you can get a Big Mac with a side of Halloween nostalgia. McDonald's Boo Buckets are back on the menu. This year's pails feature a new monster design and come in 4 colors, white, orange, green, and blue, with themed stickers. McDonald's posted about the new buckets on Instagram ahead of their release, and some users noted that they no longer come with lids. The fast food chain has been getting an earful about it on social media, with requests for the old design of the buckets, asking McDonald's to bring back the old school ones of the 90s. Boo Buckets date back to 1986 when McDonald's rolled out a trio of orange ones with lids named McPunkin, McBoo, and McGoblin. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
You see a pattern here? What I'm talking about. Fast food restaurants. Okay, they got the bucket Halloween boo, boo, boo. And what happened last week? You know what happened last week? Remember?
The Krabby Patty thing.
Wendy's cried.
Yeah.
SpongeBob, SquarePants, and the Krabby Patty.
trying to appeal to, honestly, no joke, they're trying to appeal to people my age.
And you see what they're talking about. They're talking about the packaging. They're complaining about the packaging isn't this the way it was back in the 90s, all right? What was I complaining about the Krabby Patty box?
You said it wasn't packaged adequately when you considered that it was supposed to be like a special offer thing.
Absolutely. You were expecting to see maybe the Pineapple Hut.
Right, something a bit like more that, personalized. You know,
but that said something, hey, this is a SpongeBob SquarePants special kit.
Right.
It said Wendy's original or something, just like the normal stuff that comes out.
Well, and that's the thing. Like, I've seen people talk about it, and they're like, you know, it's good, but it's just a burger.
But,
like,
you pay extra. I'm telling you. You pay extra for the name.
Right.
And that's exactly what's happening over. Now, I'm going to back up a little bit. I will tell you, the food is good.
It's good.
No, it's very good. I'm not complaining about that. I'm just saying it should have been packaged better, just like those people were saying about McDonald's.
Yeah, well, and especially since it seems like they're talking about, you know, oh, well, this was a big hit back in the 90s, and then they're talking about, you know, SpongeBob started back in 99. They're appealing to, like, the Gen Z, early Gen Z, late millennial, you know, people like that.
But you forgot about the parents.
Yes.
The older demos, me.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Boomers. And so there's another demographic spread there that they have to take under consideration.
Right.
So anyway.
They're going to have a Dick Van Dyke Show bucket next week.
I'm sure we will talk about some other fast food restaurant in the next coming days of what they're doing to entice you to go purchase their food.
All righty, 648 here.
Jeez, it's getting complicated.
I'll give you the Wall Street numbers. Wall Street closing with stocks mixed. At the closing bell, the Dow gained 161 points to 42,239. The S&P 500 fell by 1 point to 58,41. And the NASDAQ gained 6 points to 18,373.
Here's a question for, you know, many couples, unfortunately, cannot conceive and have children. And they have to go about through the adoption process or so. But get this story, and I thought this was very interesting to pass on. Going abroad to have a baby through surrogacy has been made a crime in Italy. And Fox's Jonathan Savage is in our European Bureau with more on this story.
Surrogacy was already against the law in Italy. Now, would-be parents wanting to use foreign surrogates to start a family face up to 2 years in prison or fines exceeding $1 million. The law was proposed by Italy's far-right governing party. It's seen by critics as targeting same-sex couples who aren't allowed to adopt or use IVF in Italy either. Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni's described surrogacy as a symbol of an abominable society. Spain, France and Germany are among other European countries which outlaw all forms of surrogacy. Jonathan Savage, Fox News.
That's odd, you know. I mean, I'm American. I've been here all my life. I mean, you know, yeah, you know, you can tell by how I painfully butcher any remotely foreign name. But no, I mean, you know, you don't hear about stuff like that. Typically from the American mindset, you hear about problems this country has, and our country has issues.
Yes.
And then you hear about, you know, oh, I went to Italy for a week and it was beautiful. It's like, well, yeah, but that doesn't mean Italy's better than the U.S. Listen to this.
I think that story had a lot between the lines you had to read into.
Right.
It was a much deeper story once you got into it than on face value.
Yeah, very.
So it was very interesting. Hey, are you a home buyer or maybe a home seller? Let me get this in here because it's important. Just numbers just dropping literally in my lap here. This is the mortgage numbers this afternoon. Freddie Mac reporting 30-year rate steady, 6.32%. Borrowing cost on that 15-year fixed rate mortgage, 5.41%. Looks as though those numbers are trending higher.
All right. 6:50, we'll take a quick break here. When we return, Chris, have you ever heard of the Warped Tour?
No.
Well, you're gonna in a few minutes right here on Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3.
Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
With 0% financing on one of Volkswagen's most popular SUV crossovers, there's no better time to drive the VW Tiguan from Pete Bohr Imports. Get 0% APR for a full 60 months, plus an additional $500 of VW loyalty cash. and you'll be driving the 2024 Tiguan S for as low as $28,999. But if you'd rather forego the 0% APR, then take advantage of an additional discount for a low price of $27,499. And the 2025 Jetta S, Volkswagen's top-selling four-door sedan, is now available from a low $22,995. This month, the numbers are adding up to bigger savings from Pete Moore Imports. They're not in Car City, so you won't pay Car City prices. Pete Moore Imports, 106 New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
Special APR rate for qualified credit through BCI. Sale price before tag, tax, title, and agent fee. Royalty discount for qualified VW owners. See dealer for details. Offer expires October 31st, 2024.
The Florida Department of Health in Escambia County works to protect, promote, and improve the health of the community and is always focusing on the importance of public health awareness and preparedness. For more information on resources to improve the health of your community, contact your local Escambia County Health Department online at escambiahealth.com or follow Escambia Health Department on X, formerly known as Twitter, at Healthy Escambia.
Hello, my name is Ed Carson. Santa Rosa County is one of the fastest growing counties in the nation, and it's not slowing down. Our parks, roads, bridges, and other community amenities have to keep up. I'm urging you to vote yes for the penny sales tax to replace the current half cent tax. This will fund essential community improvements, enhance our quality of life, better protect our families, and improve public works. Please go to SantaRosaYes.com for more information.
Political advertisement paid for by Building Santa Rosa Tomorrow Today.
You're listening to the National Association of Broadcasters Marconi Award Media Market Station of the Year.
News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
You know, Chris, I figured I owed you one.
That's good.
Had to pick a more mellow song because time last hour, I think I blew your ears off.
If you were listening to that song back in the 60s and you were cruising the old Firehouse Drive-In on Gregory Street,
yeah,
you would be hearing that song.
Really?
Yeah. It's a great song.
That's a song that, you know, a lot of my music taste, it's from my parents, and my parents are in their late 50s. Well, my dad's 60, but you get it.
And you boomers know what I'm talking. Listen to it. Look at me there. You know that. Listen, if you were around here, I'm a graduate in 1970, PHS. Okay. But if you were in that genre, you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, no.
Right to you.
Yeah, I love a lot of older songs, and that's one of them. King Harvest, that's a good song. All right, you're listening to Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. As I'm speaking, just hit 655 on the nose. Not too much going on the roads here. Do have some minor backups on Scenic Highway. This is if you are traveling northbound towards Hyde Park Road. Still some backups there from an accident we had earlier this evening, but it's not too severe. Mobile Highway is the worst looking spot right now, traveling northbound towards the fairgrounds. Be careful of all the cars in that area and, of course, any people that could be walking by because it is first night of the fair. It's open till 11 p.m. As for the weather, it's 64 degrees, and that's one reason why a lot of people are out. Low of 51 is your – that's tonight's low. And then tomorrow's low is 55, high of 75. So a little bit warmer, but not too bad. Sunny, mostly clear. Beautiful start to a beautiful weekend.
I did turn on my seat heater. Remember I told you last night I was going to flip it on before?
Yes.
It gets breezy when I'm cruising across the Twin Spans, the 10 freeway Twin Spans and the Garcon Bridge. And I got the top down.
Right.
It's kind of it gets kind of breezy out there. Hey, one group you never want to see. It's kind of like with me, you know, if I get a letter from the IRS or whatever, I respond, get it out of the way, and move on.
Right.
You know, just
don't want that looming.
No. Well, the Justice Department, another group here you don't want to have them knowing on the first name basis, is pursuing cases against many major American corporations. Fox Business's Grady Trimble has more on the story.
The Justice Department is investigating 41 companies, making up about 40% of the market cap of the S&P 500 for a wide range of regulatory and other matters. That is according to research from Dan Clifton at Strategus Research Partners. He shared it with the Wall Street Journal. Some of the biggest in the world, including Google's parent company, Alphabet, Apple, Visa, Live Nation, NVIDIA, United Health, Southwest Airlines, the list goes on and on. The DOJ has successfully taken on Google already, proving the tech giant has an illegal monopoly of online searches. It's also in the middle of an antitrust trial against Google over its online ad technology.
Great. I have to worry about the DOJ going after my insurance company. Oh, great. Something else to worry about. You know?
Yeah. Well, hey, here's something that can lighten the mood, because I mentioned this before break. The famous Warped Tour will return to the road next year. The Punk Rock Roadshow will visit three cities for its comeback. Washington, D.C., Long Beach, California in June, and then Orlando, Florida in November. Uh-oh! Lineups for each date will be announced later, with founder Kevin Lyman telling Rolling Stone that fans can expect 70 to 100 bands at each stop. Two-day passes for each stop will start at $150, go on presale next Thursday. The original Warped Tour ran from 1995 until 2019, and it hosted such bands like Blink-182, Fall Out Boy, My Chemical Romance, Paramore. Do you know any of those, Chris?
Yes, I do. I knew all of them.
Okay, awesome. Awesome. Well, then you're going to be hair spiked up, you know, eyeliner on. You're going to be punk rocking it.
I only wish to have hair spiked up. Are you kidding me?
You're going to be punk rocking at the Warped Tour 2.0.
I listen, my Bluetooth. I think Bluetooth is the best thing that ever happened in the world. So a lot of times I'll listen to some alternative stations. There's no alternative music stations around here, so I usually pick it up at like KROQ in Los Angeles or something like that.
Right.
But yeah, I know all these bands. Not that I spend a lot of time listening, but I am culturally diverse. And I open it up and it goes from like the opera to bluegrass and everything in between, you know. No, it's culture, and you know, I hate being closed-minded. Oh, it's only this, it's only that, you know.
Well, let me ask you this: just speaking of music, you've heard of Morgan Wallen?
Oh, yeah, I have.
Well, he will hold his own music festival in Alabama next year.
Wow.
Sand in My Boots will hit the beach May 16th through the 18th in Gulf Shores.
Oh,
Wallen's
my.
Festival. Yeah, it's going to take place at the same beachside location as AEG's Hangout Music Festival. Not clear yet if Sand in My Boots is replacing Hangout, which was headlined by Zach Bryan and Lana Del Rey this year. Wallen and AEG will reveal full lineup and ticket info for the new festival at a later date. So many people my age are hauling it to that.
I had a unique experience at the Hangout Festival one year.
Really?
Bon Jovi was playing over there.
Really?
Yeah. I was told I had a good time.
I took their word for it.
I took their word for it.
I woke up on a couch somewhere.
No, I actually remember waking up in one of the buses that shuttle people down the beach, you know, to the condos.
Yeah.
It was a night to remember, I think.
Yeah, it was a night remember, but I didn't.
Yeah, but they did tell me, hey, man, you had a great time.
The Yankees took a 4-3 lead on the Guardians, bottom of the eighth right now. Are you kidding me, man?
I'm getting excited. And also, Saints football coming up in about 15 minutes.
Yeah.
It's going to be a good night for the Saints.
92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio 92.3. WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.